local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2013 Ford Taurus Limited. Low miles, has navigation, sunroof, heated front seats. 2011 Ford Fusion SEL 4-door V6 has sunroof and leather, heated front seats with low miles. 2010 Nissan Altima SL has sunroof and leather. 2011 Ford Edge Limited, all-wheel drive, low miles, navigation, Vista roof, leather. All have had multi-point inspection and are ready to sell fast. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back as the National Anthem wrapping up here. So we'll be wrapping up our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech is proudly bringing you today's pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Again, the arena very similar to what you would have at, say, Kearney High, but instead of the end where they kind of have that auxiliary gym and that seating area, well, that's elevated a little bit more, and that's a former weight room that is used for the band perch here in McCook. Again, kind of that same type of roof and all that. And you know what? They support their high school team here in McCook. This is a pretty good crowd to have as a basketball game here. So McCook really supports the Bison. And, during the football season, if McCook plays on the road somewhere, I think the last person out of McCook is supposed to turn the lights off because of the amount of support that they give. And that's certainly going to be the case here tonight. So this will be a tough environment on a Saturday night for Kearney Catholic to come away with that road win. But certainly they're going to be capable of doing it. Really, Kearney Catholic can win virtually all the games they have left through the course of the season. But they also are in a position where if they don't play well, they probably could lose them as well. And that does include against Centura on Monday night, and we will have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The tip is scheduled for 7:00 Monday night over at Cope Coliseum, and again, we'll have that game for you, and then we'll move on to the next round as we'll have continuing coverage of the Luplat Conference Tournament right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and we'll have coverage on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament that will be taking place, the semifinals and the finals over at the Viero Event Center. Well, both teams have been announced, and Kearney Catholic, they're already ready to get out there and ready to go. McCook is coming over, going to get some last-minute words here from Jeremy Yilk and the staff for the Bison. And we're just about ready to get things underway here as Blake Holtmeyer will do the jumping for Kearney Catholic, as usual, and I would imagine that it'll be Chase Midkiff, the 6'7 senior, that will be doing the jumping here for the Bison, and that is indeed the case, and everybody knows what direction we're heading, and we're ready to get underway here in McCook, and the ball is in the air. We are underway, and Holtmeyer does win the tip, so first possession belongs to Kearney Catholic here. Moore will give it on the right side, gives it off for Zach Jackson. Jackson will give it off here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it to Jackson, out to the younger Holtmeyer. His jumper is no good. Moore with the rebound. Moore is going to kick it back around the perimeter, and his shot is going to be blocked. Making the block, and then the steal is Wallen. Wallen is going to give it up ahead to Alspaugh, and Alspaugh will hit the first bucket of the ball game here for McCook. Entry pass inside. Moore's shot will not fall, and another rebound taken out of there by the Bison. Burkert that time got it. Good look there for Kearney Catholic. And now they're back on the defensive end. Burkert working it around the perimeter. First time they've been in the half-court set, and the entry pass is going to be knocked away by Jackson and out of bounds. So Zach Jackson able to get a paw up there. And now the Bison up 2-0 will inbound underneath their own basket. And to toss it in here is going to be Mac Ospaugh. They have to move a photographer who's sitting on the ground there. And the inbounds is going to go through the hands of Burkert, but picking it up here is going to be Wallen. Off of a screen, kick left side, Ospaugh. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. So Mac Ospaugh strokes in a three-pointer, and now Holtmeyer is going to try to answer back in kind on the right side. It's no good. Rebound taken out there by Midkiff, and they'll work it around the perimeter. They kick it out, little penetration, blocked there by Holtmeyer as McCook misses the shot. And coming up with the basketball is going to be Moore. Moore gets it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to get the bucket and foul. Nice entry pass inside for Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer now will try to finish off a three-point play. Got it in the lane, and just that catch, and then the immediate jump back up in the air, and he'll try to finish off the three-point play here. Holtmeyer's free throw is on the way, rolls around and no good. Rebound out of there by Burkert. So Burkert snags the bound. And they kind of leave Wallen alone. He penetrates a little bit. Now he'll kick it back out. Around the perimeter we go. Lyons helps work it right side to Ospaugh. Ospaugh gets it on the baseline. Dribbling around here is going to be Wallen. And a little ball fake here for Midkiff. Midkiff gave it away, gets it back. And now inside for Burkert. And Burkert's going to shoot a high off glass, and it's in. I don't think McCook has missed a shot so far. And they lead it 7-2 as we're at the six-minute mark. At the elbow, Holtmeyer has it, going to hand it off to Moore. Moore is going to pull up on that left side. His jumper is off the mark, and the rebound taken out of there by McCook. It was Ospaugh comes up with the rebound, and now penetration, dish in underneath. They're going to kick it right back out here for Midkiff. Midkiff will drive. He'll take it off glass, and Midkiff will have 2 points to show for that effort. He's got two in the game. Burkert has two, and Ospaugh with five. There's the 9 points here for the Bison, who lead it 9-2. Holtmeyer will penetrate, and Blake's shot a little bit too strong. Rebounded by Ospaugh as Kearney Catholic missed another shot, and in transition, the pass up ahead. Layup by Ospaugh is up and good. And Kearney Catholic finds themselves down by 9 here in the early stages. We've only played about 2 minutes and 45 seconds. They trail it 11-2. With it is number 11, Blake Holtmeyer. He'll give it off to Moore. Moore's going to drive. Moore's floater a little bit short, and the Bison pull down the rebound. Ospaugh with the rebound here. And shooting for these two teams couldn't be any more different. McCook lighting it up. Kearney Catholic can't buy a bucket. They bought one, I guess. They trail it 11-2. Around the perimeter at the elbow. With it is Wallen. Wallen's going to dribble it to the free throw line. Kicks it back out here for Lyons. Lyons will now set up the half-court offense. Kearney Catholic, 1 of 7. McCook is 4 of 5 shooting the basketball so far here in the ballgame. Check it, 5 of 6 is McCook. I forgot to count the three-pointer that they hit. On the baseline, working it is going to be Burkert. Burkert gets it in the lane. Nice little cutter. And Wallen will hit the bucket. And that bucket comes with an assist as well. Kearney Catholic is down 13-2, and we've only played 4 minutes of the basketball game. Terrible start here for the Stars on the road. Derek Jackson will dribble, give it back out here for Holtmeyer. They're kind of daring Holtmeyer to shoot a three-pointer. He'll take it in the lane. He'll spin. He'll take it off glass, and he'll score. Athletic play there. Leaning in is Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer has all 4 Kearney Catholic points. On the bounce, here is Lyons. Lyons, and it's going to go on the ground. Kearney Catholic trying to come up with it. It's picked up by Ospaugh, and Ospaugh will call the timeout. Timeout McCook to maintain the possession with 3:33 to go. Here in quarter number one, it is 13-4 Bison. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to McCook. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And again, that loose ball rolled to Allspaw, and Allspaw did a nice job calling the timeout to maintain the possession here for the Bison. And Bryce James checking in the game. Also in the game for Kearney Catholic is going to be Harrison Pierce, and the inbounds is stolen away by Pierce. Pierce is going to drive. Pierce has a shot blocked, and it was clean. And then the loose ball picked up by Allspaw, and that's going to be a foul here on Kearney Catholic as they try to get the ball back. And that'll be on Harrison Pierce. That'll be his first. Each team only with one foul here so far in the basketball game. Bison will inbound it, and they give it back to Allspaw. Allspaw across the timeline, gives it off here for Burkert. And in a trail position, Allspaw will shoot a three, and that's a rarity because it's a miss. Rebounded out there by Blake Holtmeyer, and they'll kick it out for Mestel. Mestel will fire the three, can't get it to fall. Rebounded by Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer then has the basketball taken away from him. Loose ball, and we're going to have a block on the inside. And they're going to say that he was in the act of shooting, and he'll get a couple of shots. That is also going to be on Pierce. Well, he certainly was in that position where he was beginning the drive. In any event, it's going to be Peyton Stagemeyer who was going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. And Stagemeyer will stroke it in. ...14-4, 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. 10-point lead here for the Bison, and number 11 will try to make it 11, and he just did. So a couple of free throws here for Peyton Stagemeyer, and it's an 11-point ball game. And Kearney Catholic continues to struggle offensively. Only 4 points so far in the quarter. On the bounce here is going to be Matt Moore. He'll give it off on the right side for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer in the lane, jump stop, shot, hit on the arm. He's heading to the line. Did a nice job of drawing that contact, and now Holtmeyer is going to shoot a couple of free throws.
Personal foul on the Bison, number 31, Wesley Burkert. That is his second team foul.
And the foul is whistled on Wesley Burkert, and that's now going to be two fouls on him. He has both Bison fouls. So Holtmeyer will go to the line. His free throw was up and good. Holtmeyer on the season, 77 of 161 from the free throw line, so that's about 45%. About 48%, actually. He makes the free throw here, and it's now 15-5. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebound out of there by Midkiff. Midkiff pulls down the rebound. It's brought up here to Brett Bumbaugh. As Brett checked in during the free throws, he'll give it off to Caleb Sheets, who also checked in. Bumbaugh is going to be bumped there by Bryce James, and James is going to be called for the foul. James got him with the body. And that's his first, team's third, and the toss it in is going to be Wallen. Wallen gets it to Peyton Stagemeyer, who hands it back off for Wallen, who's going to drive, and there's contact in there underneath.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Has a shot blocked by Midkiff, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. And Midkiff with the block. And they're going to say that the last touch was by a star, and so it will be McCook basketball. They get it for Caleb Sheets. Sheets picked up defensively by Nathan Howe. Sheets is able to kick it up ahead here for Bumbaugh. Bumbaugh's across the offensive zone. 2 minutes to go here in the abysmal first quarter for Kearney Catholic. Bumbaugh, nice little drive. Bounce pass back out for Sheets. Sheets' shot won't fall, And it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. And it is going to be McCook basketball. Stars make a series of substitutions. Both Moores check in the ball game. Both Matt and Caleb is out there. And Cameron is out there now. And Moore will tip the inbounds, comes up with the steal. So Kearney Catholic comes up with the steal here. And they're going to kick it out for Holtmeyer. Younger Holtmeyer will fire the three. It is no good. And so off of the miss in the offensive zone is going to be Alspaugh. They work it inside here. Little runner by Alspaugh. Alspaugh lost the basketball, and Moore is able to pull down the rebound. So Kim Moore brings the offensive zone, gives it to his big brother, Matt. Kearney Catholic working around the perimeter. A little penetration spin move here by Derek Jackson. He'll give it up for Kim Moore. Moore will drive. Shot no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Bamba for the Bison. Minute 5 to go here in quarter number 1. And the sophomore, Bamba, will dribble. Picked up defensively by the freshman Moore, but a great drive by Bamba. And he'll take it in with that left-handed layup, and that'll push the lead out to 19-5. They give it off here for Jackson. Jackson's going to dribble to the right side, and that's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 12 shooting. McCook is 7 of 11. Matt Disparagy shows up on the scoreboard where it's 19-5. McCook with a 14-point lead. In a little trouble, pressure being put on Lyons. Lyons will get it on the baseline to Alspaugh. 10-second count going on. Long pass to Midkiff. He's got across the timeline. Back to Midkiff after he gave it away. And the 6'7 Midkiff will work it back around. And they'll kick it back out here for Alspaugh. 25 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. Alspaugh near midcourt has the dribble. Moore, and he carried it. And he might have gotten away with the first carry, but didn't get away with the second. And with 17.4, turnover on the Bison. So Kearney Catholic now needing a bucket, down by 14. And in for the Bison going to be Logan Kiker. Tossing in is going to be Dirk Jackson. Jackson gives it to Matt Moore. Moore brings it across the timeline with 13 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. Still has his dribble, takes it to the far sideline. We'll give it top of the circle here for Bray Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it off for Zach Jackson, who gives it off to Blake Holtmeyer. Tries to get it to Moore, throws it behind Moore, and that'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic, and that will do it for the first quarter. And that possession might sum up the first quarter. Turnover by Kearney Catholic. Don't get a good look at the basket. And the trail after one quarter, 19-5. Bison with the lead. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here. Kearney Catholic down 19-5. And we apologize for some technical difficulties. I think we've got them all straightened out. And maybe as we make that adjustment, the Stars can do the same, because they're down 19-5. That first quarter was not what Kearney Catholic had in mind. I get it in the lane here for Jackson. Jackson's going to kick it out to his brother, Zach. Zach's three, no good. Rebound by Derek. Derek will put up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will score. Blake Holtmeyer is able to make the putback after Kearney Catholic couldn't quite get that first shot to fall, and they kept knocking on the door. And so the Stars now cut that lead down to a dozen. Bamba on the left wing here for the Bison. We'll look inside that defense by Zach Jackson. Stars right now are going man-to-man, and we're going to have a player control foul on the turnaround, the flying elbow by Chase Midkiff, and Midkiff is going to be called for an offensive foul. And that's going to be basically an elbow. Defensively for Kearney Catholic, paying the price, that was Brady Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer is going to come out, and he's actually applying a little bit of ice to that eye. I don't think it's going to be a black eye, but he does cool it down so it feels a little bit better. Mestel checks into the game. With the dribble here is Derek Jackson. Jackson kicks left side for Matt Moore. Gives it at the elbow here for Blake Holtmeyer. And now Holtmeyer is going to be called for a charge. He ran into Mac Allspaw, and so Blake Holtmeyer is going to be called for a player control foul. So we swap offensive fouls here. And McCook will bring in the offensive zone. Allspaw, long pass up ahead. They get it to Logan Kiker. Kiker kicks off on the right side here for Midkiff. And cutting through there, laying it up with that right hand. Allspaw will stroke it in. Kearney Catholic answering right back. Holtmeyer on the drive, no good. Mestel with the rebound, and then Mestel is fouled. Tyler Mestel with a great rebound and then was fouled immediately as he was on the way down, so it will not be a shooting foul here, and it will be into Jackson. Jackson will fire the three on the inbounds play. It is off the mark, and we've got ball that goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. So 6:37 to go. McCook with the basketball here. Midway through the second quarter, and it's 21-7. Bison with the lead. Bryce Lyons kicks it up ahead from the elbow. Logan Kiker, 15-foot jumper is up and good. So Kiker strokes in the jumper, and the lead back out to 16. And Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. Took a little extra step with it. The stats right now not looking good at all here for Kearney Catholic. They have turned the ball over four times. They are 3 of 16 shooting. And McCook is 9 of 13. And this press that Kearney Catholic's putting on has not yielded any results. Midkiff has it across the timeline. Gives it to Logan Kiker. Back to Midkiff on that right side. And they'll kick it top of the circle. Three-pointer, no good. Holtmeyer is able to pull down the rebound. And Holtmeyer works it up ahead here for James. And James is going to turn it over. His pass is knocked right back down. Loose ball, out of bounds. And it goes off the heel of Moore and out of bounds. So the Bison will have it on the baseline. They'll be inbounding in the corner over there. In fact, they're going to put him on the sideline in the corner. And toss it in is going to be Mac Allspaw. Allspaw with 9 in the game so far. See if they try to get him the ball back, and they do. And he creates a little space by pushing on James, and when James closed the gap, they're going to call him for the foul. The foul is on Bryce James instead of calling the first push that created the space in the first place. So McCook will inbound, as that's now 6 fouls on Kearney Catholic. So the Bison inbound it, and it's going to go right into the hands of Brady Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is able to come up with it as McCook turns it over. They give it to Moore. Moore to James, to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer backing in. He'll shoot. It's off glass, no good, and we've got a foul. And the foul is going to be on McCook's number 33, Mac Allspaw. And that is going to be the second on him. So 2 free throws coming up here for the younger Holtmeyer. And the free throw no good here for Brady. So Brady misses the first. And Brady Holtmeyer on the season, 7 of 12 from the free throw line. His free throw here is up and good. So that now will make it 23-8. And allows Kearney Catholic to put a little pressure on, but they've broken it. And the pass up ahead is going to be a layup here, up and good for the Bison. Travis Wallen just lays it in. A nice pass at midcourt by Caleb Sheets. They broke the press at midcourt, and there just wasn't anybody down there. And now on the drive, Holtmeyer is fouled. So Blake Holtmeyer will go to the line for a couple more free throws. So Stagemeyer whistled for the foul, and Peyton Stagemeyer's first foul. And Blake Holtmeyer will try to cut into a 25-8 deficit. And the free throw here is no good. We've played 10 minutes and 45 seconds, and Kearney Catholic has 8 points. They trail at 25-8. Second free throw, back the iron and no good. And up high for the rebound is going to be Midkiff. So Chase Midkiff will bring it across the timeline. The 6'7 senior working against Bryce James. He'll stop on that left side. They'll work it around the perimeter. Lyons is going to drive. Lyons gets contact, and they're going to call the foul before the shot. And I think it's going to be on Holtmeyer, and that'll be the second on Holtmeyer. Both Moore and Holtmeyer were there. It's going to be on Matt Moore. But that's now going to be 7 fouls on the Stars, so it will be a 1-1 here. And the free throw is up and good. So Lyons hits the first of 2 free throws. He hit the front end of the 1-1, so that'll earn him the bonus. And the second free throw is up and good. So he makes both, and it's now 27-8. Moore on the dribble. And they're trying to work it inside, but we're going to have a kick on Lyon. So Lyons with the kick. Does a little bit of that for the football team, too. One of the better kickers as part of the state. Moore will inbound it here for Derek Jackson, who gets it inside for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to kick it out. A lot of penetration, no foul call. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And they'll kick it up ahead here to Wallen. Wallen stops in the lane, shoots over the top of Holtmeyer, no good. Gets his own rebound, has his shot blocked. Another offensive rebound. That shot won't fall. And now Kearney Catholic comes out of there with it. After a couple of misses, the Stars have possession of the ball after it was rebounded by Holtmeyer. And now we're going to have a reaching foul that's called against the Bison. So the foul is going to be on Bryce Lyon. That'll be his first. And Kearney Catholic now will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. That'll be Derek Jackson doing the shooting here. As his first free throw is up and no good, so he doesn't get the second. And it's rebounded by Midkiff. So Midkiff pulls down the rebound, and he'll snap it up ahead here for Wallen. Wallen back to Midkiff. Midkiff picked up by Cam Moore came in during the free throws. And the pass on that left side is going to be knocked out of bounds by Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer couldn't quite track it down as it goes out of bounds there. And it's 4:12 to go here in the second quarter. It's 27-8. McCook in command here on their home floor. Lyons gets the basketball to Wallen. And dribbling through some pressure there is going to be Wallen. He'll give it to Midkiff in the corner. Midkiff, 6'7", but I don't think he's been inside the three-point arc on the offensive end of the court. They get it at the elbow here for Stagemeyer. Back to Midkiff. He'll fire a three, and he'll hit a three. I guess that's why he's out there. So Midkiff makes it now 30-8. Jackson nearly lost it and is able to tip it out to Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will give it to Brady Holtmeyer. Brady's going to drive, and Brady is fouled on his way to the basket. He'll be shooting two. Drove in well on that left side. He drove with that offhand. The foul is going to be on Sheets. That's his first. So here come a couple of free throws here for Holtmeyer, who's about a 55% free throw shooter, and the free throw here will improve that percentage. He makes the first to two. And it's now 30-9. Kearney Catholic still in single digits. And now that is no longer true. He makes both free throws. And it's now 30-10. For Holtmeyer, he now has 3 points in the ball game. He's got 3. His older brother has 7. There's all 10 points here for Kearney Catholic. They've all come from the Holtmeyers. Bryce Lyons with some pressure gives it to Midkiff. Midkiff dribbles into that corner. And he'll get it on the baseline here for Stagemeyer. Stagemeyer's shot is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Kearney Catholic came out of there with it. Getting the rebound is Blake Holtmeyer. And now Holtmeyer will go to the line and will shoot a 1-1. For Stagemeyer, that's going to be the foul. So Holtmeyer will be shooting a 1-1. This will be the final 1-1 of the first half here for Kearney Catholic. And his free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebounded by Midkiff. And Midkiff kicks it up ahead here for Bryce Lyons. Lyons, left wing for Sheets. He's got it across the timeline. They work it inside and off glass. Peyton Stagemeyer will score. And he's been a force on the inside coming in off the bench. Kearney Catholic now turns it over. Bison on the run. On the dribble here is Sheets. Sheets will kick into the corner. Now we'll drop back to the half-court offense, and they lose track of Stagemeyer. And Stagemeyer's going to lay it up and in. Timeout, Kearney Catholic, 34-10. The Bison lead it by 24 with 2:45 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here, 2:45 to go before halftime, and Kearney Catholic's going to have to find some way to right the ship right now. They can't wait till overtime. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. On the baseline, basketball in the hands of Blake Holtmeyer. He lost it, able to track it down. He'll get it off for Bryce James. James kicks it back out to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer on the way to the basket is fouled. That'll be a blocking foul. Whistle on Stagemeyer. And that's now three on Stagemeyer. So a little bit of foul trouble for Stagemeyer, who's got 6 points in the ballgame. He also has three fouls. At the line to shoot two is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. And the free throw, back of the iron, and no good. Free throw line has not been a good place for Kearney Catholic tonight. They've struggled a little bit throughout the course of the season, and right now they are 4 of 11. Second free throw, back the iron, and no good. So they missed both of them. And again, Midkiff is able to pull down the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Bryce Lyons, who kicks in the corner. Open for the jumper is Kiker. Kiker's jumper is no good. Offensive rebound out there by Sheets. And now back around the perimeter is Lyons. Lyons gave it away, now gets it back, enters it inside for Sheets. Sheets is able to kick it out to Midkiff. Midkiff misses the three-pointer, and coming up with the rebound here is going to be Moore. Moore kicks left wing for Derek Jackson. Jackson in trouble, finds a nice little pass inside for Moore. Moore missed the shot, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Holtmeyer. And for Blake Holtmeyer, that's going to be his second personal foul. So we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we're going to shoot free throws. Caleb Sheets will have a 1-1. That's 8 fouls whistled on the Stars. They've got nearly as many fouls as they have points with a minute 54 to go here. The free throw up and no good. Moore is able to pull down the rebound. Pass on the right side, a little bit too high. Kearney Catholic has just turned it over. They're trying to connect with Howe, but the Stars turn it over. Kearney Catholic now, more turnovers than points. Got 11 turnovers and 10 points. Bryce Lyons, double team, is able to get it to Wallen. Wallen has it across timeline. We'll give it to Midkiff. Midkiff kicks right side for Lyons. And on the way to the basket, we've got a foul whistled on the Stars. That will be on the hand check by Matt Moore.
Number 23, Logan Kiker.
Logan Kiker is going to be shooting a 1-1 here. And the free throw is no good. Rebounded out of there by Bryce James. They'll get it left side. Here's a three-pointer by Harrison Pierce. Pierce's three, no good, and we got a foul on the rebound, and they're going to call that on Howe. Well, it's getting worse and worse here for Kearney Catholic, quite frankly, instead of getting better. Minute 22 to go here before halftime, and the Stars are down by 24. And Midkiff will go to the line, and he's going to have two free throws because that's now 10 fouls whistled on the Stars. Midkiff's free throw is up and good. For Midkiff, he now has 6 points in the ballgame. Second free throw looks short and is short. Rebounds taken out of there by Brady Holtmeyer. Brady will give it to Blake. Blake back to Brady. Brady's going to kick left side for Harrison Pierce. Pierce is going to drive. Pierce takes off glass and he's fouled. Makes the bucket and the foul. So Harrison Pierce with a nice drive and the first points scored by someone who doesn't live at the Holtmeyer house. And he'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play here. So Sheets is whistled for the foul. That's going to be his second. And Pierce, the free throw, rolls around and is no good. And guess who pulled down the rebound? Yep, Chase Midkiff. Kicking the right side over here. That's Kiker. Kiker will actually penetrate, kick it out for Sheets, and the pass goes off the back of the glass, and that'll be a turnover on McCook. Got 1 minute to go here in the first half. Kearney Catholic down 35 to 12. Pierce gives it right side. Penetration here by Brady Holtmeyer. They'll kick it back out for Derek Jackson. Jackson gives it out to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, 16-foot jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound is the older brother, and he can't get there. Off of his hands and out of bounds. So McCook will get possession here with 40 seconds to go before halftime, and we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Travis Wallen across the timeline, working against Pierce. Wallen on the dribble, has it knocked loose by Holtmeyer, and they're going to call Holtmeyer for a foul. Blake Holtmeyer has picked up the foul. That'll be his third. So that's now three on Holtmeyer. And now Travis Wallen will have two free throws. Wallen bends the knees. Free throw is up, and it is good. 36 to 12. Matt Moore and Cameron Moore both checking in the game. Cam and Matt will take the top two spots in the lane. The only Bison on that end of the court is the free throw shooter, Travis Wallen, who hit the first free throw. His second free throw was on the way, back the iron and no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Zach Jackson. Jackson on the dribble, will bounce pass it out here for Brady Holtmeyer. Gives it to Cam Moore. Cam's got it, works it out for Harrison Pierce. Pierce is going to penetrate. Pierce on the drive. There's a foul well before the shot. Midkiff blocked it out of bounds cleanly. But he had a foul on the body before. So Midkiff will be called for the foul. And that'll be his second. And so Pierce is at the free throw line, and he rolls that one in. So Harrison Pierce makes the free throw. He now has 3 points in the ballgame. Kearney Catholic trailing it 36 to 13, and the second free throw is no good. And Midkiff pulls down the rebound. He'll pass it up ahead here to Logan Kiker. Back to Midkiff. Out for Sheets. Sheets gives it off here for Lyons. Lyons with 3 seconds left. Gives it right side. Three-pointer by Kiker. No good. And the tip is too late. It was tipped up and in by Midkiff, but too late. And Kearney Catholic has some work to do in the locker room because they trail here at intermission 36 to 13. Only 13 points in the first half. Kearney Catholic came in more fouls than they did points. They also turned it over more times than they scored. So the Stars have some work to do, trailing by 23 heading into the locker room. It's 36-13. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Well, welcome back here to McCook. Kearney Catholic trailing at intermission, 36-13 here in boys basketball. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously from your farm, your home, or your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And, boy, Kearney Catholic has a fair amount of work that they got to get done here at intermission, because not only are they trailing, I mean, just every statistical category you can think of, it is not looking well here for Kearney Catholic. Just some team numbers for you real quick. From the field, Kearney Catholic is 4 of 20 shooting the basketball. McCook is 13 of 25. They're a little bit over 50%. They actually cooled down a little bit. From within the three-point arc, McCook is 11 of 19. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 16 inside the arc. The Stars are 0 for from behind the arc, while McCook is 2 of 6. And in terms of rebounds, McCook has 22 rebounds, Kearney Catholic with 16, and the Stars only have three players that have scored so far in the basketball game. Two of them are named Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer has, Zach Jackson scored two. So Brady Holtmeyer has three, Zach Jackson has two, Blake Holtmeyer leading scorer with seven, Harrison Pierce has 1 point as well. So for Kearney Catholic, that's all the scoring right there, 13 points here at intermission. Meanwhile, for McCook, they're getting 9 points from Mac Allspaw. He's got nine. Travis Wallen has seven. Chase Midkiff has six. Bryce Lyons with two. And Wes Burkert with two. Off the bench, Peyton Stegmeier has 6 points. And Brett Bumbaugh, two. Logan Kiker also with 2 points. We are at intermission. McCook right now leading Kearney Catholic by a score of 36-13. We'll take another break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to McCook, taking a look at some other numbers for you. The rebounding battle being won by McCook as well, as they've got 22 rebounds here in the first half compared to 16 for Kearney Catholic. And turnovers, unofficially, I have 13 turnovers for Kearney Catholic, 12 for McCook. So McCook's winning that battle as well because they've turned the ball over fewer times. And shooting percentages, McCook has shot 52% here in the first half, compared to 20 for Kearney Catholic. And to make that even more painful for the Stars, shooting from the free throw line hasn't been a whole lot better here for Kearney Catholic, because they are 5 of 15 from the free throw line. So they're shooting about 33%, where McCook is shooting about 75%. They're 8 of 12 from the free throw line. So Kearney Catholic getting outscored in the paint, they're getting outscored behind the arc, they're getting outscored from the free throw line, and just really not getting much offense going at all, as they trail here at intermission by a score of 36-13. So Kearney Catholic's going to have to find a way to get things going here, and some foul trouble as well for the Stars. As we mentioned, Brady Holtmeyer with three fouls here in the first half. Matt Moore also with two fouls, so two senior leaders with a little bit of foul trouble here for Kearney Catholic, and a little bit of foul trouble for the Bison as well, because Matt Ospoff has 9 points. He's the leading scorer, and he's got a couple of fouls here at the break. Chase Midkiff, their second leading scorer, also with a couple of fouls, but again, nothing real serious here for McCook, because again, they kind of have a little padding here. They lead it by 23. As our halftime score, it is 36-13. The Stars have some work to do as they trail on the road in McCook at intermission. We'll take one last break. When we come back, we'll be ready to set things up for the third quarter. We come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to McCook. Bison in control here over the Kearney Catholic Stars, 36-13. And this will wrap up Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Right now, the Stars are going to have to figure out something pretty dramatic to make something really positive happen. The first 4 or 5 minutes are going to be very, very important for their for those purposes. And they will have the basketball to get started off here as Moore brings in the offensive zone. He plays a little catch here with Derek Jackson. Jackson gives it to Zach, to Holtmeyer. Back out to Jackson. Three-pointer here for Zach. It's deflected. Loose ball was picked up by Derek Jackson, and Jackson will turn around and hit the jumper. Nice job by Derek Jackson making the putback after the three-pointer was blocked essentially by McCook as he came up with that loose ball as well. Midkiff will bring it in the offensive zone. Ball is knocked loose on that far side by Kearney Catholic, so it will be Bison basketball here. On the far sideline, Mac Allspaw to inbound. He's picked up man-to-man there by Zach Jackson. He gets it at the elbow here for Wallen. Wallen gave it away, gives it to Midkiff. Midkiff and Wallen just playing a little catch right now. Allspaw getting involved. Allspaw has it on the left side. He'll give it right side for Lyons. They're looking inside for Burkert, but they're going to skip it here left side for Allspaw, who gives it in the corner for Midkiff. McCook can afford to be lackadaisical, and they turn the ball over. Bad pass. Ball knocked loose, and now Holtmeyer will pull the trigger on a jumper. It's no good from the left side, and Midkiff is able to pull down the rebound. Midkiff will get it off on right side here for Lyons. They enter it down low. Turnaround jumper now for Wallen. Wallen shot, no good, and the rebound to Jackson. So Zach Jackson's able to pull the bound, and they come in the offensive zone here. Tough shot here by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer can't get the shot to fall. And it's going to be over the back called against McCook. It's going to be Midkiff who's going to be called for the foul. And that's going to be three on him. So Brady Holtmeyer missed the shot but was able to battle for the rebound. Now it's inbounded here for Blake. He'll give it off left side. Jackson's going to fire the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Holtmeyer. That one will not fall. And Burkert pulls down the rebound. Traffic will clear here, and the Bison bring it onto the baseline. Sheets kicks it out. Here's a three by Allspaw, and it's out of bounds. McCook couldn't save it. That'll be an air ball that goes out of bounds. I thought it hit the baseline. The official not making a call, put his hand up to get out of the way, and McCook tried to save it. Here's an NBA three by Jackson in transition. It's no good. Offensive rebound, a bucket, and a foul! Great play by Holtmeyer, who knifes in there as Holtmeyer gets the putback, and now he'll have a chance to finish the three-point play. And Kearney Catholic down 36-13. They've run out four straight points here. They got a long way to go, but a little bit of momentum heading their direction. So Holtmeyer's free throw is up, in and out, no good. And again, the free throw line has just been horrendous tonight for Kearney Catholic. Allspaw in the offensive zone gives it for Burkert. Burkert helps work it into the corner. With it momentarily there was Stagemeyer. Stagemeyer now slips in the back door. Moore knocked the ball loose. It's off Stagemeyer's hands and out of bounds. Matt Moore forces the turnover. As for a moment there, it looked like McCook was going to get an easy bucket, but not giving up on the play was Matt Moore. He'll bring in the offensive zone. He gives it off to Holtmeyer. They kick it back out. Moore's going to fire the three, and he hits a three. Good start to the second half here for Kearney Catholic. They cut the lead down to 16 as they run off the first 7 points of the second half. Burkert with it in the lane. They'll kick it out for Allspaw. Allspaw gave it away, now gets it back. Pass knocked away by Holtmeyer, and now it's going to be saved by Holtmeyer, but it's going to go all the way down out of bounds. Kearney Catholic never really could get their hands on the basketball. They were in the process of forcing the turnover as Holtmeyer nearly made the steal, but he ends up throwing it down court and nobody was there to get it. So you either give both teams a turnover or neither team won. And In any event, it'll be Bison basketball as the Stars make wholesale substitutions. Mestel, Cameron Moore, James, and Pierce checking in here for Kearney Catholic. The older Holtmeyer stays out there. On the right side with the basketball is Wallen. Wallen kicks left side, ball knocked down by Allspaugh. Great hands by Allspaugh just to maintain the possession here for the Bison. He's got the ball back. He'll throw it off on that left side. Nearly going out of bounds is Wallen. Wallen will call a timeout. They were trapped in the corner there as it was nearly turned over. Timeout by the Bison with 4:44 to go here in the third quarter. The Stars 7-0 run to start the second half, but they still trail it 36-20. We're back after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And here in McCook, the Bison will inbound on the far sideline. Allspaugh will throw it near midcourt to Bryce Lyons. Kearney Catholic going zone right now. As they'll work it back around the perimeter. My apologies, they're going man-to-man, and they give up a long three-pointer by Allspaugh. Allspaugh drains an NBA three. And now Holtmeyer will try to answer back with a three of his own, and he does! Blake Holtmeyer. They dared him to shoot the three, and he answers right back here for Kearney Catholic. Stegemeyer kicks it back out. Same spot, same result for Mac Allspaugh. So Allspaugh strokes it in. He's got 15 in the game. Pierce kicks it out for Mestel. Mestel will fire the three, hit on the arm, no foul called. Loose ball is picked up here by Midkiff. Midkiff kicks it up ahead. Check it, it wasn't Midkiff rather, but Burkert came up with that rebound. And Burkert will give the ball here to Allspaugh. And now Allspaugh is not going to get that open look like he got a minute ago. Lyons gives it on the right wing here for Wallen. And trying to get the basketball is going to be Mestel, and he'll commit the foul. No, they're going to give it to Harrison Pierce instead.
A personal foul has been called on the Stars, number 23, Harrison Pierce. That is his third.
That's now three on Pierce. Checking in is Jackson. Zach Jackson in the game, so it's Zach Jackson, Cameron Moore. Holtmeyer, Blake Holtmeyer, and Tyler Mestel out there. Inbounded here for Wallen. Bryce James just went in the locker room. We'll try to check what's going on there. Kick out here for Allspaugh. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded there by Harrison Pierce. So Pierce on the dribble, and his pass is a little bit too far up court, and it goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will turn the ball over. Well, after going on a 7-0 run to get things started here in the second half, it's kind of cooled down here for Kearney Catholic. They're still down by 19 with 3:23 to go here in the third quarter. Dribbling on the far sideline, Allspaugh. Allspaugh's hit a couple of threes here in the quarter. That's one reason why the Bison still have that comfortable lead. Another three on that left side is no good for Sheets. Rebounded out of there by Derek Jackson. Jackson's going to give it out to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded inside by Cam Moore. Moore will give it to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will lay it up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with the layup. And Kearney Catholic battling here. Cut the lead down to 17. Got a long way to go. On the dribble is Wallen. Wallen enters it inside here for Sheets. And we're going to have a foul on the body on Kearney Catholic. 42-25 with 2:45 to go. And the foul is going to be on Derek Jackson. So that's now two on Jackson. So on the baseline to toss it in is going to be Mac Allspaugh. And Allspaugh with 15 points may get the ball back. We'll see here as they give it to Burkert. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle, Lyons has it. He'll give it off on the right side here for Allspaugh. And they'll give it off on the left wing here for Sheets. Sheets gets it in the lane. Penetration floater good by Burkert. And Burkert with a little floater in the lane, and now we got a foul on the body as Holtmeyer had it. And Brady Holtmeyer on that baseline, just as he got the pass, was starting to make something happen. And Caleb Sheets will commit the foul, and that's now four on him. Moore to inbound it. He tosses in here for Derek Jackson. Around the perimeter we go. It goes back out to Matt Moore. Matt's going to drive. Floater good. Came off a little screen on that baseline and hit about a six-foot jumper, and it's 44-27. Lyons gives the top of the circle to Burkert. Burkert with 2:05 to go gives it back to Lyons. Lyons to Allspaugh. Now they get it on the baseline. A little ball fake here by Wallen. Wallen is walled off, and he'll kick it out for Lyons. And Lyons, based in that 2-3 zone for Kearney Catholic, works it back around. Allspaugh touched it momentarily. Burkert had it at the elbow. Now they give it top of the circle for Allspaugh. He'll fire a three. A little bit too strong. It's off the mark. Offensive rebound here by Wallen, and Wallen will hit the jumper. So Wallen with the made putback after McCook missed the three. And now here's Moore trying to answer. A little floater in the lane, up and good for Matt Moore. So Moore with the floater. And Kearney Catholic still keeping it respectable here. They're down by 17, but that clock is a ticking. There's a minute 17 to go here in the third quarter. Stars are going to have to get hot and get hot in a hurry. And McCook being very patient with the offense. They're passing around the perimeter. Allspaugh gets it inside. Turnaround jumper. It's an air ball, but rebounded by Logan Kiker. And so Kiker is able to track it down here. Near midcourt, almost losing it was Lyons, but Lyons keeps his dribble going. And he'll give it away, get it back. They're just playing keep away right now. And with it here is Bryce Lyons. Lyons playing catch with Allspaugh. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And just trying to track down the basketball is Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer the only one coming out as the Stars right now going a very extended 1-3-1 zone. And they're going to be able to work the clock, it appears, for the final shot. So McCook is going to work off the final minute here, leading big. A little ball fake by Burkert, and he'll kick it left side for Allspaugh, and Allspaugh is going to reset the offense. Now with 16 to go, they'll get it off here for Allspaugh. Allspaugh standing in the jump circle, gets it at the elbow, kicks it back out to Allspaugh. Allspaugh for three, offensive rebound, shot off glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, 1 second left. Moore comes up with it, and long shot, well off the mark. And that is going to do it for three quarters of basketball. And Kearney Catholic finds themselves trailing here as we'll start the fourth quarter, 46-29. McCook with the lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Absolutely, positively the place to get a great deal, Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, 2013 pre-owned cars, pickups, and SUVs. Many makes and models, all have been personally driven by a manager. Had a multi-point inspection done and are priced to sell fast. They have late model Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Cadillac, Volkswagen, Honda, and Kias. Plus many more other pre-owned. They are dealing and they need trade-ins at never a charge for doing your paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back here. McCook with a 46-29 lead. They'll have the basketball to start the fourth quarter here against Kearney Catholic. And the Stars now looking to trap out of this this zone defense that they got right now. 1-3-1 they've got. Bounce pass on the right side by Logan Kiker. There's going to be a foul as it goes on the inside here. And that is going to be on Nathan Howe. That's the third foul of the second half here for Kearney Catholic. Ball in the corner. Jackson and Moore with a double team with the pass out to Burkert. Burkert gives it out here for Brett Bumbaugh. Bumbaugh out for Allspaugh. And the skip pass is going to go back out for Bumbaugh. Bumbaugh extra pass down on the baseline to Kiker. Back out to Bumbaugh. Bumbaugh gets it at the elbow here for Burkert. Burkert, little ball fake, gets it over to Wallen, and Wallen's pass is kicked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic on that that little bounce pass there. So the Bison will maintain possession. They've worked off almost 2 minutes here, as they've already worked off 40 seconds of the clock here. They had the final possession, really, of the third quarter as well. Pass knocked down, stolen away by Moore. Moore gives it up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will drive, little flip up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer with the bucket after Kearney Catholic forced the turnover. Now cut the lead down to 15. But again, that clock is ticking. Less than 7 to go in the basketball game. In the corner, Logan Kiker. Pass on the inside, knocked down by Kearney Catholic. Saved by Jackson, into the hands of Moore. Moore on the run, gives it to Holtmeyer, and they're going to call, oh my God, they're going to call a charge. Holtmeyer hit him on the side, and they're going to call a charge. He was set, but it was on the side of him. In any event, they give it to Holtmeyer, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Oh my goodness. So Holtmeyer called for the offensive foul, and that'll give the Bison the basketball back. Bumbach with the dribble. Nice pass on that left side, but it goes off his teammate's hands. Wallen turned it over, and so McCook with an unforced error there. That was a nice pass by Bumbach, and now Kearney Catholic trailing at 46-31, brings in the offensive zone. Moore brings it up, gives it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with the drive, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. The officials are going to get together, and Kearney Catholic's going to get the basketball. The officials had to huddle because the near official, whose call it was, didn't see it, and they discussed who touched it last. And so Derek Jackson's going to inbound it. Both Holtmeyers are out there, both Jackson's out there, and Matt Moore, so the five starters. Get it to Holtmeyer on the baseline. He'll kick it out for Jackson. Here's the three by Zach. It is no good. And Holtmeyer gets the rebound. His shot will not fall. And we've got a foul after that. So Holtmeyer couldn't make the putback. The foul is going to be on Derek Jackson. That's three on Jackson. But again, Blake Holtmeyer robbed of a foul a moment ago. He now has four in the game. And with 6:09 to go, the Mountains pretty tall here that the Stars are facing. The Bison playing smart here. They're working the clock, still looking to score. Stagemeyer in the game, brings it across the timeline, and an extra step here by Wallen. So McCook turns it over. Well, the Bison obliged there by committing the turnover. Kearney Catholic needs to get things going here offensively. They've scored 18 points here in the second half, but when you're down by 23 at intermission, you've got to pick it up. Here, a three-pointer in transition, up and good for Moore. So Matt Moore strokes the three, just kind of had a screen set for him at the top of the key, and now Matt Moore has 10 points. It's a 12-point ball game, and McCook just turned it over. Long pass goes through the hands of Bryce Lyons, and now the Stars with a chance of making this a single-digit game. They're down by a dozen right now, 46-34. And I'm not sure what the holdup is in terms of handing the basketball to Jackson, but they give it to him, and Derek Jackson will give it to Moore. Moore off of the screen, has the top of the key, gives it left side. Here's a three by Brady Holtmeyer, back of the iron and no good. And the rebound is on the ground, and coming up with it is going to be Midkiff. Midkiff with the rebound. And now Bryce Lyons brings in the offensive zone. They get it at the elbow here for Stagemeyer. They'll kick it left side for Midkiff. He'll fire a three in and out, no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. Jackson trying to tip it out of there. And when he landed, he didn't have his balance, and he ended up taking out Peyton Stagemeyer. So that'll be a foul on Jackson. And that's the first on Zach Jackson. Six now as a team on Kearney Catholic with 5:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lyons gets the inbounds. Picking him up defensively is Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer and Mesto will double team him. Pass goes down the sideline to Kiker. Kiker gives it the Midkiff. Ball knocked loose. Maybe a foul, but Kiker gets the loose ball. He puts up the jumper. No good. Coming up with the rebound is going to be Jackson. Driving is Holtmeyer, and we're going to have a block in underneath. And Holtmeyer will be going to the line. The foul is going to be on Bryce Lyons. So that's going to be two on him. And now Holtmeyer will go to the free throw line and will have two free throws. Clock is turned off. And the free throw is up and no good. They're going to say it was two shots. And then they played it like it was live. Holtmeyer, 1 of 8 from the free throw line so far in the game. Make that 1 of 9 now. He gets one more free throw here. It is on the way, and it is good. And McCook brings across timeline. There's going to be a reach that's called on Brady Holtmeyer. And for Holtmeyer, that'll be his first. Older brother has 4. That's his first. But that's now 7 fouls against the Stars. And both Moores checking in. Cam Moore, Matt Moore, both into the ballgame. And coming out, we're going to be Brady Holtmeyer and Derek Jackson. Stegemeyer at the line for a 1-and-1 here. And it is up in the air. Back of the iron. Bounces. No good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Blake Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound, brings in the offensive zone, kicks it for Moore. Moore open for 3, hits the 3. Matt Moore strokes in the 3-pointer, and it's an 8-point ball game with 4.5 minutes to go. Stars have come back into this one. Pass up ahead to Midkiff. Midkiff being pressured, gets it out for Allspaugh. Allspaugh gave it away, gives it back. Now Midkiff's got it on the baseline, dribbles to the elbow, kicks out for Lyons. Lyons working against Moore, gives it right side here for Logan Kiker. Kiker's pass almost taken away by Holtmeyer, but it goes out of bounds. For the Bison in the battle is going to be Wesley Burkert. And with 4:16 to go, it is 46-38. Kearney Catholic down by 8 as McCook will inbound it. Lyons works it around the perimeter, and that'll be a kick on that left side by Tyler Mestel and out of bounds. Mestel and Blake Holtmeyer, both Moores and Harrison Pierce out there for Kearney Catholic. Defense! Wesley Burkert will hand the basketball to Mac Allspaugh. Allspaugh to Lyons. Lyons near midcourt. Little ball fake, pass on that right side, picked up and stolen away by Moore. Matt Moore is able to make the steal. And Moore be the last one across the timeline here. He's got the dribble, kicks it for Harrison Pierce on the left side. Pierce on the dribble, little spin, little drive. He'll take it off glass. The bucket is in. We'll see if it's continuation. He was fouled. I think they're going to say the foul came before the shot. There's no shot. And honestly, as much as we'd like to have the bucket, that's probably the right call. So the foul is going to be on Wallen, and that is just his first. Inbounded here for Mestel. Mestel gives it to Moore. Moore. That was a great drive there by Harrison Pierce, by the way, so unfortunately he didn't get to keep it. Cam Moore will now give it back to his brother Matt. Matt on the dribble, top of the circle for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer back out to Matt. Matt for another 3, and he hits another 3! Time out, Kearney Catholic. 3:27 to go in the basketball game, and we've got us a basketball game. It is 46-41. The Stars, who trailed by as many as 25, now trail by only 5. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, four three-pointers here in the second half by Matt Moore, and Kearney Catholic has been able to cut a 25-point deficit down to 5. They trailed at one point 35-10 late in the second quarter. They trailed at intermission 36-13, and now it is 46-41. So Right now, only 10 points have been scored by McCook in the entire second half. None in the fourth quarter. McCook will inbound it. Allspaugh gets it up ahead here for Wallen. Wallen back out for Midkiff, who inbounded it. Midkiff gave it away, gets it back. They double team him. Pass picked up here by Allspaugh. Allspaugh gets it inside. Layup in the lane. Good for Travis Wallen. First points of the fourth quarter here for the Bison. They now lead it by 7. 3:07 to go, fourth quarter. 48-41, and an entry pass on the inside is going to be kicked. They were trying to get it to Cam Moore, actually on the right wing, and they kicked the ball over there. So Matt Moore will inbound it, and he'll be tossing it in here to Harrison Pierce, who gives left side for Holtmeyer. Back to Moore on that right side, back to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will kick it off for Mestel. Top of the circle here for Harrison Pierce. Pierce picked up defensively by Wallen. They give it to Moore. Moore back out to Pierce. Pierce open for three. Back to the iron. No good. Rebound by Cam Moore. Cam's got it. Takes it off glass. I don't know how that's not a foul, but it was blocked by Midkiff and picked up here by the Bison. Allspaugh brings in the offensive zone, and the ball goes out of bounds, but they're going to say last touch by Kearney Catholic.
Defense!
Basketball inbounded here for Allspaugh. Who will throw it in the backcourt for Lyons. Lyons in the corner. They're going to put the double team on him. And coming up with the basketball is the Bison. Allspaugh with a drive, with a flip off glass. Good. Probably a lot of contact. Could have been a foul call there on the Stars. In transition, a three-pointer. No good for Kearney Catholic. Mestel in rhythm. Put up a good shot considering the circumstances, but it's a little bit too long. Midkiff now has it on the left side. They get it at the free throw line. Wallen. Wallen hits the bucket and he's fouled. Well, just like that, the Bison find a way to answer back. And a three-point play opportunity here after the foul is whistled on Tyler Mestel. Mestel with that box out, that foul after the release, but it's always called on the shot. So there'll be a three-point opportunity here for Wallen. So the free throw is on the way. Back of the iron and no good. Rebound for Brady Holtmeyer, who gives it off here for Matt Moore. Stars now down by 11. They've given up 6 straight points. Drive by Moore. On the way to the basket, there's a whistle and a foul. And Moore is going to go to the line and have a couple of shots. Lyons called for the foul. That's his third. And so Moore is going to inbound it. And one of the Bison has to come out of the game. A minor cut here to Mac Allspaugh. I don't know if that's on his eye or his mouth. In any event, he is bleeding. I think it's his eye on the eyebrow. And he's going to go into the locker room. They're going to have to attend to that and make sure they sanitize the jersey and that sort of thing. So Matt Moore will step to a line. He's got a couple of free throws coming. And Moore, one of the better free throw shooters, now 26 of 39 on the season from the free throw line as he makes the first of two. For Moore, he now has 16 points in the game. Check that, 17 points in the game. And his second free throw is also good. So he's now the leading scorer here for Kearney Catholic, and he cuts it down to a 9-point ball game. Stars had it down to as few as 5. And a turnover caused by the Kearney Catholic pressure and all the Kearney Catholic fans helping the officials with the call because they're thinking that a few have been missed and they need the help. Bounding the ball, going to be Derek Jackson, who will get it up here for Moore. Stars are down by 9, a minute 39 to go. They're going to have to make something miraculous happen here. Moore on that right side drives, gives it off to Holtmeyer, who kicks it out. Three-pointer top of the key for Jackson. No good. Holtmeyer with the rebound. Holtmeyer off glass, has a shot blocked. Moore comes up with the rebound, and he'll head to the line. Holtmeyer couldn't come up with the shot on the inside. And now Matt Moore will head to the free throw line as he'll have a chance to hit a couple of free throws. They'll stop the clock with a minute 26 to go. Moore's free throw is on the way and good. So he makes the first one, makes it 52-44 with a minute 26 to go. Both teams are in the bonus, but nobody's in the double bonus yet. Second free throw on the way, up and good. And a timeout here for McCook. Minute 26 to go in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic trailing it 52-45. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, Kearney Catholic needs to have something positive happen here to get things going. One of the things that they've kind of struggled with is the free throw line, where they're only 10 of 22 from the free throw line, but they have hit 5 3-pointers here in the second half. Didn't hit any in the first half, but they've hit 5 here in the second half, and they're going to need to get a few more to fall, I'm sure, in the final minute 26 here. 52-45, Bison up by 7, and they'll inbound it. They toss it in here for Midkiff. Midkiff back out for Wallen. Wallen being pursued by a couple of Jacksons there. And the pass is up ahead for Lyons. And Lyons is fouled, they're going to say, instead of the walk. It's going to be a foul that's whistled on Brady Holtmeyer. Well, it was one of those two. And Holtmeyer is the one that's going to be called for the foul. And so that will be on the freshman Brady Holtmeyer, and the free throw is up and good for Bryce Lyons. So Lyons hits the front end of the 1-and-1 here. And Lyons now has 3 points. Second free throw is no good. And then over the back is going to be Peyton Stagemeyer. And Stagemeyer with that foul will shut the clock off and will walk to the other end of the court. And Kearney Catholic will have a chance to hit a couple of free throws with the clock turned off. Matt Moore will shoot the front end of a 1-and-1 here. Moore has hit his last 4 for sure, and he's at the line here. And that one, I jinxed it. It's no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Jackson. It was rebounded initially by Burkert, and Burkert had it knocked out of his hands by Jackson. It's McCook's ball, and Wallen is going to throw it in on the baseline. He'll give it off here for Midkiff. Back to Wallen. Wallen facing a double team, still has the dribble. Gets it off left side here for Midkiff. Midkiff to Lyons. Pass up ahead across the timeline to Wallen. And they'll get the ball back out here for Lyons. Lyons playing keep away. We're in the final minute of the basketball game. Wallen left side. Gives it now top of the circle here for Lyons. Lyons double teamed. And a timeout for McCook with 50.6 to go. A nice timeout here by the Bison to keep the possession alive. As it's 53-45 this timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. 53-45, 50.6 to go. We're back after this.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic trailed at 35 to 10 late in the second quarter. And then they cut that lead in the fourth quarter down to 46 to 41. So they cut it down to 5. Well, since then, McCook's been able to push that lead back out now to 8 with 50.6 to go. They had it up to 11 for a little while there. Allspa is going to inbound it. They got that bleeding above that right eye taken care of, and he's going to toss the basketball in. And making the tough catch there is going to be Bryce Lyons, and Lyons went over and back. That'll be a turnover on McCook. He stepped on the ball was loose, but he was the last to touch it, and he took it across the timeline again, so that'll be a turnover on the Bison. So the Stars get the ball back here. They are down by 8. Need a bucket here. 45 seconds to go. Moore will dribble, gives it off to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer for three, short, ball's on the ground, and we're going to have a foul called on McCook. Bryce Lyon basically holding Jackson to keep him away from the ball. So Lyons commits the foul. That's his fifth. So he's out of the ball game. That's now nine team fouls that have been whistled on the Bison. So with 37.2 to go, coming into the game is going to be Brett Bumbaugh. And the front end of a one-and-one here for Derrick Jackson. And Derrick Jackson from the free throw line is 18 of 28 on the season. This free throw is up and good. So that'll earn him the bonus. 43-46. 7-point game. It's a three-possession game at the moment. This second free throw rolls around and is good. Bison will inbound it. Allspaugh gets it in the corner. In trouble there is Wallen. Wallen still trapped down there. Was able to find Allspaugh. Allspaugh kicks it up ahead. Bumbaugh across the timeline. And it's going to be the sophomore that goes to the free throw line for the Bison. Derrick Jackson called for the foul here. And as we mentioned, it'll be Bumbaugh. We'll have two free throws. That's now 10 fouls on the Stars. And the free throw back of the iron is no good. So Bumbaugh still looking for his first free throw of the night. He's got 2 points in the game. 53-47, 26.9 to go, and the free throw is no good. Rebounded by Carney Catholic. Snagging the bound here is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will give it up ahead here for Zach Jackson to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer is going to drive, slips, falls, flips it up, and the rebound is going to be tied up, and Holtmeyer's got to shake that up. When he stepped up there, he hit something, and his feet went out from underneath him, and the Kearney Catholic coaching staff saying, you need to kind of look at the court there to see if there's a wet spot, which to me has got to be really obvious that there is, because Holtmeyer went up there. Well, I don't think there was a foul there. Lost and all that, Mestel was able to tie up the ball after Kearney Catholic missed that shot. And so they'll inbound it. And Jackson's going to fire a three on the inbounds. Back of the iron, no good. Mestel with the rebound. Kick out. Gives it to Moore. Moore for three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound being fought for. Bison will dive on it, and they get a timeout. Diving on the ball and immediately asking for the timeout is Mac Allspaugh. That is a great heads-up play by the senior with 3.8 to go in the ball game. With that, McCook will pretty much seal the doom here for Kearney Catholic. As they lead by six, they'll keep possession of the basketball when we return from this timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Allspaugh with a great rebound and the heads-up play. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, that drive by Holtmeyer, a good one that it was, when he put his foot down to kind of jump and try to lay it up and in. He hit a wet spot and just end up having to throw the ball in the air, and that's been somewhat indicative of kind of how things have gone here for Kearney Catholic. They couldn't buy a bucket in the first half. Trail by 35, cut the lead down to 5. Excuse me, trail by 25, cut the lead down to 5, and now McCook is going to inbound it. They get it to Bumbaugh. Bumbaugh dribbles into the corner. He's going to hold on to it. Buzzer's going to sound, and McCook is going to pick up the win. Kearney Catholic now falls to 8-10 on the season. McCook now is 9-9 with a 53-47 win over Kearney Catholic. The Stars just built too big of a hole. They trailed by 14 at the end of the first quarter, and they weren't able to cut over the mountain as they trailed from beginning to end, and they fall here in McCook, a final of 53-47. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have that when we come back right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Going to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Well, McCook held to only 17 points in the second half, but they led at intermission by 23, so they hold off the Kearney Catholic Stars 53-47. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And let's check some of the team numbers here. Shooting from the field, Kearney Catholic was 15 of 49, so they are a little bit better than 30% on the night. McCook, unofficially, was 20 of 41, so they were near 50%. So they cooled down a little bit because they were about 63% in the first half. Oh, excuse me, 52%. So they cooled down a little bit. Kearney Catholic, only 20% in the first half. So to get their shooting percentage up to 30% mean that they shot the ball fairly well in the second half, but still fall here, 53-47. The Stars hit 5 three-pointers in that second half, but they finished 5 of 19 from behind the three-point arc. McCook was 3 of 12. And free throws, that's one of the things that kind of had this game get away from Kearney Catholic. The Stars were only 12 of 25 from the free throw line, so they shot less than 50%. They left 13 points out there with 13 misses from the free throw line. McCook, they didn't exactly light it up, but they shot an even 50%. They were 9 of 18, so they didn't light it up. But Kearney Catholic, with 7 more free throw attempts, only finished with 3 more points from the line. And when you're behind, you need to be able to pick up some points from somewhere, and they weren't able to do that. Rebounding, Kearney Catholic lost the battle in the first half, but they won it in the second half, and they win the overall rebounding battle 37-30. In terms of turnovers, Kearney Catholic turned the ball over 17 times, 21 turnovers for McCook. So Kearney Catholic was able to kind of right that ship a little bit. So Kearney Catholic won the turnover battle and the rebounding battle, but they lost the shooting battle, and with it, they lost the war as McCook wins this one by a score of 53-47. We'll take a look at the individual numbers when we continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to McCook, where the Bison hold off the Kearney Catholic Stars, a final of 53-47. Kearney Catholic trailed the entire game. They trailed at the end of one quarter 19-5. They trailed at intermission by 23. They trailed by as many as 25 late in that second half. They cut it to 5, but couldn't get over the hump. And kind enough to join us to talk about the basketball game is Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach here for the Stars. And just too big of a hole to dig your way out of.
Yeah, I should apologize to every fan here. I did a poor job of getting our guys ready to go from the moment go, but I'm proud of my guys, the way they battled back that whole second half.
They did. They scrapped. They were down by 25. They cut it down to 5. They trailed at one point 46-41. And then McCook went on a little mini run on you, and you just really couldn't bridge the gap from that point on.
You know, and I think one time the 33 for them had a nice, tough runner. We had a hand in his face, and he's going to his left and brings it back with his right hand. Banks off the front of the rim, backboard front of the rim, and rolls in. And that's the way the ball bounces sometimes. I mean, McCook in the first half shot the ball extremely well, and we weren't quite ready to shoot it in the first half. And I think we got to get back to where if we drive and kick, we're looking to shoot the ball.
I think in the first quarter, they shot about 60%. They ended up being 50% in the first half, over 50% in the first half, and they were right at 50% in the game. You guys only shot 20% in the first half.
Yeah, that would surprise me if we were that high. I mean, it would seem like anything we'd do, we were missing a little bit here or there. Or we weren't quite ready to shoot on some kickouts, things like that. And then when we would, we'd take that one dribble pull up and try to shoot over about a 6'5 or 6'7 kid at times. And that doesn't seem to work too well.
A big three-pointer at one stretch here by Blake Holtmeyer, but Matt Moore hit 4 three-pointers in the second half, and that's really kind of what fueled your guys' comeback.
Yeah, you know, we told the guys you got to shoot the ball because first half they had a foot inside the lane by everybody, unless Blake had, especially when Blake had the ball, because they know he likes to go to the hole. And we just got to be ready to shoot the ball, because if we don't shoot the ball from outside at all, we're very easy to stop. So we got to look back to get some easy shots up.
And unfortunately, free throw shooting is, again, another factor that keeps kind of coming up and kind of biting you guys a little bit, because when you're behind by 25, you've got to get points whenever you get a chance. And you guys shot under 50% from the free throw line in the game.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of those misses happen to be in the first half, it seemed like, or opportunities for them. You know, we might miss the first of a 1-1, and then we come back, hit 2 or 3, but we'd miss the first and then 1-1 again. But we really just got to be able to capitalize, and that's right now kind of a mental thing, I think, more than anything, because we're not missing left and right. It's long or short most of the time, so probably a little more focus at times when we do them. But I'm proud of our guys for battling.
And this was a fun environment. It's the color night. It's kind of their version of homecoming during the basketball season. Saturday night in McCook, they notoriously fill the gym, as they did tonight. So it's a tough environment to come in and play in. Do you think that's why they got up to the good start against you guys in the first half?
I think part of it was, they hit some shots, like you said, and we just weren't ready to shoot. We tried to do some things a little different, but we didn't do either of them that we were trying to do. And at times, we just had poor communication that first quarter, first 10 minutes of the game at least. And anytime you're playing a good team and you don't communicate, they're going to score on you, and that's what happened tonight.
There was a stretch there that, your first 10 points came from the two Holtmeyer boys, and Blake ended up with 17. Matt, with those three-pointers, finished with 20. And usually there's a pretty good spread from there on out, but you got 20 points, 17 points, and then 3-2-2-2-1. Not a lot of guys got in the scoring column tonight.
Part of that was the way McCook was playing defense. You know, they were really trying to make us shoot over top, and some of it, I guess for lack of a better term, would be our guys are scared at times, and we got to figure out a way to play without fear out there while playing smart, but we just got to be able to say, hey, you're giving me space, I'm going to shoot this ball, because that's what I do in practice all the time, instead of hesitate. Okay, now I'm going to finally shoot it, and then you don't get a good lift on it.
Yeah, and you don't have a whole bunch of time to lick your wounds. You guys, I don't know if you doubt you're doing anything tomorrow when you guys played on Monday in the conference tournament against Centura. Talk a little bit about what you're going to be facing Monday night at home.
We're going to be facing a Centura team. They've had some guys that were injured at the beginning of the year that are coming back. Deceiving record, I guess, probably the one thing. You know, they play Ravenna 2 days ago to about 8 points, and it's a dogfight most of the way from what I've heard. They've been in every game. They beat an Overton team by 2. They beat good teams. They've played close to good teams. We just got to come out ready to play. They seem to have been giving some people troubles with their half-court traps and stuff like that, and they've played some zone. So we got to look to shoot the ball a little bit again and see where we can go.
Well, hopefully get off to a good start because, you know, like I said, you got yourself in a hole here tonight and just couldn't get your way out of it.
Yeah, no, we got to come out and ready to go, and hopefully tomorrow at our walkthrough we can kind of get through some things and we'll see from there.
All right, Scott. Hey, appreciate the time. We'll see you Monday.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
And, again, Monday night, we will have that basketball game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The tip is scheduled for around 7 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you. So let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, here for McCook as I switch things over here for the Bison. They got a great effort tonight, including the play that really sealed the game by Mac Allspaugh. Allspaugh is the guy that made the diving rebound, got the immediate timeout in the corner that ended the last chance that Kearney Catholic really had when they were down by six to maybe be able to pull out a miraculous win. But Allspaugh finished with 17 points and unofficially with six rebounds, including the final rebound of the game. Travis Wallen finished with 13 points and four rebounds. Peyton Stagemeyer finished with 6 points. Chase Midkiff with 6 points and 10 rebounds. Wes Burkert with 4 points. Bryce Lyons with three. Brett Bumbaugh with 2 points. And Logan Kiker also with 2 points here for the Bison, who now have evened out their record to 9-9 on the season. And let me grab the sheet here. Next up for the Bison, they will be playing host to Ogallala, and that will be on Friday night here in McCook. Next up here for Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, we'll have them Monday night, and leading the way for them scoring-wise was Matt Moore. Moore finished with 20 points on the night, including hitting 4 3-pointers. Blake Holtmeyer finished with 17. He stroked in one of the 5 3-pointers that the Stars had on the night, so he finished with 17, Moore with 20. And then after that, it falls off. Brady Holtmeyer with 3. Derek Jackson with 2, Zach Jackson with 2, and Harrison Pierce hit a free throw. He was 1-2 for the free throw line, and he finished with 1 point on the night. Unofficially, the Stars were 12 of 25 from the free throw line, so they shot 48% from the free throw line. And again, when you lose by 6 and you're down at 1 point by 20, you need to get points at every resource that you can get. And unfortunately, they weren't able to capitalize on some of their opportunities from the free throw line as they shot 12 of 25 from the free throw line. They were 3 of 19 from three-point range. And overall from the field, they were 15 of 49 for 30.6% on the game. So they shoot about 30.6%. Meanwhile, McCook, they end up shooting 20 of 41. So they shoot right at 49%. And that difference of about 10 to 12% probably shows up on our scoreboard, where your final score is McCook 53 and Kearney Catholic 47. As we mentioned, the Stars now are 8-10 on the year. They'll be at home on Monday night taking on Centura in what is a bunny bracket game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The